are listening to the Fundamentalist Podcast.
Until the light takes us, am I right, Bog?
Wee.
Greetings, this is Richard of the Fundamentalist Podcast. This is a companion piece and my first bit of solo material that I'll be putting out from this point forward. This is going to include some other bands I was unable to discuss on the recorded episode with Duel and Tyler, and hopefully you enjoy this. The categories I will be going through are just like on said episode: bucket list bands, biggest surprises, constant badassery, cool eye bands, and one we skipped over, which I will include here. So fucked up. Starting with bucket list bands, the first one I will be discussing is Coroner. I'm a huge fan of this technical thrash from Switzerland. Their first three records, R.I.P., Punishment for Decadence, and No More Colors, are three of my favorite thrash albums of all time. And I was lucky enough to be able to catch them twice this year. Once Tuesday before Maryland Death Fest at the Middle East, which is a venue I frequent a lot in the Boston-Cambridge area and is only 20 minutes away from here. It's pretty great. And their sound at the Middle East was very good, though unfortunately they did suffer technical issues with the drums, keyboards, and eventually the bass. So unfortunately they had to cut their set list short, and much to my chagrin, played a bit too much off their last two records, Mental Vortex and Grin. I prefer Mental Vortex, the true pick between the two, but I definitely prefer the first three albums I mentioned prior to either of those. But at Maryland Death Fest, they were phenomenal. The sound was great. There were no issues. I even got to hear the tracks Reborn Through Hate, Die By My Hand, and Mass Jackal off those first three records. And it more than made up for the technical issues that were out of their control at the Middle East. Next, we have November's Doom, who is an American death doom band from Chicago. I've been listening to this band since high school. Their music got me through some troubling, depressing times growing up, especially their To Welcome the Fade record, The Novella Reservoir, and The Pale Haunt Departure. Their set was a bit in the short side, about 9 songs. And the first four tracks they play were more of the newer records, which I'm not as familiar with, but the last four were the classics you'll want to hear. Rain, the opera from Novella Reservoir, The Pale Haunt Departure, which is a classic song, and last but not least, the track Buried from Aphotic, which is, in my humble opinion, the best track of the modern November's Doom discography. Another band I was very much excited to see, who were actually a late announcement for the fest, was Autopsy. Been a fan of their first two records, Severed Survival and Mental Funeral, for years, and are the cornerstone of death metal that I highly recommend you check out. Me and my buddy Evan got there, I'd say about 20 minutes early to where Autopsy was setting up so we could get a good spot. And while they were setting up, Chris Reifert, the drummer vocalist, as well as the original drummer of Death, I kind of, gave him putting the beer towards him, and he shot me the horns from the stage, which has to be one of the coolest moments, in my concert experiences, interacting with, famous, well-respected musicians, probably ever. I mean, holy shit, this is Chris fucking Reifert, man. Wow, it was just fantastic. And the set was great. We were front row. People are crowd surfing left and right. It was chaotic. And apparently at some point, we had to find out till later, a woman had cunnilingus performed on her during the set in the pit. Very weird, especially a death metal show. But I guess that's part of the MDF experience, I guess. Another band I was incredibly stoked to catch at MDF was Imprecation. I've been a fan of this satanic death metal legion for many a moon. I've been interacting with their current bass player, Jeff Tandy, on Facebook, even MySpace, possibly, since around 2008. And the man was a very big influence on my attitude, and my attitude about metal, my taste to it. The way he, especially me getting through the heavier stuff in my late teens, destigmatized the whole idea of gatekeeping, which is a very popular idea nowadays, how it's bad. I would humbly disagree. I think gatekeeping can be a very good thing. But all that being said, very big influence on me. So unfortunately, we were 12 minutes late because the Maryland Death Fest shuttle system was a bit fucked on that day. That was Saturday when Imprecation played. So I missed the first 12 minutes of their set, which was incredibly fucking annoying. But I did get to catch the last 20 minutes of their set and even got the horn shot at me from the stage by Mr. Tandy. It was a humongous honor and only what he did too. So that was very fucking cool as well. I will actually be catching Imprecation again this April at Metal Threat 2023 in Chicago, where Imprecation will be playing. And I'll be catching the full goddamn set this time. Another band at Maryland Death Fest, which I was incredibly stoked to see, was Demolition Hammer. Their first two albums, Tortured Existence and Epidemic of Violence, are some of the fucking best death thrash ever put to tape. And I cannot recommend these albums enough. And their performance was definitely in my top three easily bands I was most excited to see. And they delivered pure fucking energy, pure fucking hate. My shoe came off during their set in the pit. Got a nice scar on my left knee, ripped my jeans. It was intense. I remember at one point, because I've been drinking all day, I let the mosh for 60 seconds, kind of go back, kind of collect myself. Mosh again for 60 seconds, and this kept going on and on for about 20 minutes until I finally got into the ring, condition of things, and the feeling to vomit went away. But it was everything I wanted it to be and more. It thankfully started to sprinkle a bit during the last two songs of theirs. Luckily, no lightning or anything, so they're able to finish their set, but it was a nice cooling sensation after all the moshing and headbang I've been doing before that. And finally, to cap off the bucket list bands category, I have Hypocrisy from Sweden. I've been a gigantic fan of this alien obsessed melodic death metal band fronted by the great Peter Totgren since high school. I would go so far as to say that their discography, from their debut Penetralia, when Lord Caligula, who later became Dark Funeral's vocalist, was the main vocalist, to their Into the Abyss record in 2001, that they have a flawless catalog that I would recommend to any fan of death metal, melodic death metal, or it's interesting metal in general for that matter. And being, a band I've listened to since high school, I caught them at the Sonia here, which is a part of the Middle East venue, but it's the very nice upscale ritzy section of the compound, if you want to call it that. And there were some issues. I guess they had some bus issues, but thankfully the opening acts, which were all right, really nothing to write home about. I hate to say mine's Hideous Divinity, who are very good. Definitely check that band out. They come play in your area. Awesome. Semi-technical, brutal death metal from Italy, but we're talking about Hypocrisy, not Hideous Divinity. But Hypocrisy did a full 90-minute set, and it was great. My only issue with it was the fact that the first 2.5 songs, the sound was fantastic. Then going into the third song, the guitarist who's not Topgren, his guitar went really high, like very loud. The mix, it was louder than the drums. It was hell, it was louder than Topgren's guitar. It took him like two or three songs to kind of balance it out. So in the end, they did salvage it and it did kind of level out. But one of the main things I heard from people who, you know, had seen Hypocrisy live was the fact that Topgren sounded so good live. And the calls, they had to balance these loud-ass guitars out. It was honestly kind of hard to hear Topgren's vocals, which was a bit of a bummer, to be honest with you, especially being a fan as long as I was, have been, and been wanting to see live for as long. And according to Topgren, this may be, you know, their last album they do, which I really hope it is, because Worship is not that great, I hate to say. But if it is, I sincerely hope they do one more proper U.S. tour with good fucking sound and no issues. That closed out Bucket List bands, and we are going to move on to Biggest Surprise bands. And the first one I'd like to discuss is this band Bulldozer. They are from Italy. They're from the early 80s. And the way they were described to me was a Italian version of Venom. And I can definitely see that on their debut record, The Days of Wrath from 85, which is an awesome record. If you're into, you know, just want some old school metal on the raw-ish side, but still really catchy songs that kind of blackened edge to it. As well as the father following album, The Final Separation, which came a year later. Later in 86. Now that record does a bit more of a party vibe, though it's still very good and can easily recommend both albums. And the band play just off those two records, as well as closing with Iron Fist by Motorhead. But for a bunch of old guys, I'd say near about in their 60s, they were fucking fantastic and delivered the fucking goods. So Bulldozer plays near town, near you, go check that shit out, because you will very much enjoy it. Next up, we have Violence, who is another band I was able to catch twice. Once at the same show I saw Coroner at. Their Nightmare Eternal record is considered one of the best thrash albums of all time. And I can see why, though. The vocals do take some getting used to, because they're very high in a Halford-ish way, but constant. I think a good comparison would be Caton from Hyrax. Now, putting the vocals aside, the thrash on this album is fucking phenomenal. And live, it's even better. They also play much off their second record, Oppressing the Masses, which Pete all recommended me. And the vocals on that record are more traditional thrash, whereas Nightmare Eternal, let's say, is a little more punky. But fantastic thrash metal on that record as well. And live, they brought it. I remember talked to someone at the time, after the show, where I basically said, I felt like I was 25 again, just moshing my fucking ass off. It was fantastic. And a fun fact, I didn't find this out till actually looking up for doing this, that their bass player is a Christian Wolbers, who was the bass player turned guitarist in Fear Factory. That was shocking. I did not see that coming at all. But Violence, great in Boston. I saw them again the next three nights later at Maryland Death Fest in front of nearly 1,000 people. I even crowd surfed for the first time. So it was great. Phil Demmel is way better suited in this than shitty ass Machine Head. Another band that blew me the fuck away was Aries Kingdom. They might be included on my top 10 records of 2022. Again, you'll have to listen to find out. But Aries Kingdom is a band, I would say it's foundationally is a death metal band, but they have lots of elements of thrash, black, and just honestly old school metal, and they put it all together and it works so fucking well. And live, they bring it 110%. I knew they were going to be good from footage I'd seen, but actually the experience of myself was two completely different ball games. Their vocalist, Alex Bloom, who also plays bass in the newer awesome death metal band, Perdition Temple. signed to Hell's Headbangers, was just brought it. Like, the man's like just sweating, just screaming his fucking ass off. And for a three piece, they were sounded massive for being playing at the Middle East Upstairs. They played a lot off their new record, In Darkness at Last, as well as a few of the older cuts, which I was not quite as familiar with, but I purchased their whole catalog for $25. Got a shirt, so $45. Got all their albums and a shirt, and got to see a great performance. Aries Kingdom, they don't play often, but if they do, go see that shit, and you can thank me later. Acid Witch, I was able to catch at Maryland Death Fest, and I remember being a big fan of their Stoned record in high school, and they were definitely, I would say, the funnest band of the whole fest that I saw. Their vocalist plays the keyboards well. It's all very horror-themed, I would say stonery-type metal, and he does all these different voices and whatnot. It was very entertaining, and it was a nice breakup from all the black death thrash and other great stuff I saw that night. Another band I was able to catch as well that I never heard of was this band called Utukzul, who I believe are from Colombia. They, I guess the best way I can describe them is they sound similar to Watain, though they didn't have a bass player live. That was very weird. They had the vocalist, guitarist, and drummer, and still sounded very good even without the bass player. It's black metal, though, so, you know, take that how you will. But how many black metal bands will play fast and then have a slow part? They were mostly mid-tempo, and the fast parts were their quote-unquote slow parts. But they impressed the shit out of me, for sure, especially in this small bar in Revere, Massachusetts. I bought a shirt of theirs, and their guitarist vocalist was kind enough to give me their album, which I should probably listen to. It's hard to keep up with all the great releases that have been coming out in 2022. And finally, to cap off surprise bands, would be Terror, the California, I believe, hardcore institution. Not the biggest fan of hardcore, as you may have guessed. But this band played at Tattoo to Earth with Municipal Waste, At the Gates, Bleeding Through, Crowbar. And this is a band I'd heard they play around here fairly often, and I decided to check them out. And for a hardcore band, they fucking brought it. You know, as me as not really, really well versed in this genre, I was sucked into it, even moshed a little. There wasn't a lot of that karate kick shit, which I hate about fucking hardcore shows. Either way, Terror, a really fucking good live band. If you're into that type of thing, check that shit out. Because me as a very much a non-hardcore guy, I enjoy the shit of it. And they know how to get a crowd moving. Moving forward, we have Constant Badassery, which is bands we've seen multiple times that always deliver the goods. The first one off this list I'll be discussing is Demilich, which I have professed my love for on more than one occasion. I was able to catch them at Maryland Death Fest Sunday, and they were fucking phenomenal, one of the best bands of the day, easily. And a week later, with my wife at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester. It's my first time there, and it's literally a diner. They serve food. They have, you know, bar, pool table, and the upstairs is a very cozy, intimate venue. You know, they accept cash only. It's quite the place. And Demilich, fucking as great as they were at MDF, they were even better in Worcester. They played a longer set. The show was sold out. I was literally 5 feet away from Antti, the vocalist guitarist. And it was they blew their Sunday performance out of the water. Somehow did even better. I was lucky enough to get my set list signed from when I first saw them in 2018 at Santos in New Orleans. I was able to get that signed by all the band members. I was very, like, a total fucking nerd when I was talking to Antti, and I went to shake his hand. I just shook it very awkwardly with the permanent marker in it. It's kind of embarrassing, but he was a gentleman. I appreciated it. And I was even able to get my wife the set list from that night as well. So Demi Litch, they're fucking great. Can't say enough great things about them. I was able to catch Incantation again as well this year with Goat Horror at the Sonia in Cambridge. And both bands did a fantastic job, but I don't know what it was, but Incantation, they had just some extra oomph in their set and put a phenomenal job, play classic tracks from Onward to Golgotha, the newest record, Sect of Vile Divinities, the way, way underrated Diabolic Conquest, which features Tony Corchado, Daniel Corchado from The Chasm on vocals and guitar and bass. But Incantation utterly destroyed that night. I would say usurped Goat Horror a bit, which is saying a lot as a massive fan of that band who's seen them at least 12 times and loves all their records. But the truth must be said. And finally, to close out Concept Badassery, we have Darkest Hour. This was a tour where they were, this was the anniversary of the Deliver Us record, the 10th year of that album. So they were doing that album start to finish. And me and my son were able to go to that show as well together. Immolation being his first, which I discussed on the live shows episode. And we were able to go to this together as well, which is very cool. They put on a great show. The performances on the record, the excellent performances on the record Deliver Us were perfectly transposed live. Me and my son Elliot were both front row right in front of the vocalist John Henry. And they definitely brought it and more than made up for their very weird sounding set December 2021 opening for Shadows Fall, which was just off. I don't know what the fuck was up with that show, but they more than, again, made up for it. And that's going to close a Constant Badassery. This is me, the one I teased earlier. So Fucked Up. I have two in this category I'd like to discuss. The honorable mention would be Divine Eve, who are a classic death doom band from Texas. I saw them, I believe, 5 years ago at Santos in New Orleans with the very, very underrated Impiety opening up. And Divine Eve was the main support band, and they were really great, but I was fucking wasted. I remember enjoying it, but their whole set was a blur, and no one's buying their merch, so I hate to say I pity bought one of their shirts. But I got to catch them at Maryland Death Fest on the Saturday, and they were a lot better, because I can actually remember the performance. The sound was great, and there's been talks that finally their full length might be coming out next year or two, which has been rumored for many years. So I really hope that comes to fruition. But Divine Eve is my honorable mention on the So Fucked Up category. But the number one pick would be a band I'm a huge fan of. I have a tattoo to me for that matter. And that is Catatonia. I first saw them 2017 at the Republic in New Orleans. I drank most of a fifth of gin before they played, and was so hyped for Catatonia, I would literally walk in while this band was playing. Is Catatonia playing? Fuck it. I'd go back out, and I would be chain smoking and just being an all-around fucking asshole, to be honest with you. But I was able to catch them about a month and a half ago at the Worcester Palladium, and it was great. They, I would say, played a very standard set. They played all the hits you'll want to hear off the Great Cold Distance. And they played four songs off City Burials, which I personally feel is their weakest record. Just my humble opinion as a longtime fan. Though I do have hope for the new record, which comes out next month. I'm hoping it more than makes up for that album. But the sound was good, minus some few guitar issues in the first three tracks. But again, it was the second night of the tour, and these things are just part of the process. And then last but not least of the categories, we have cool live bands. To make this quick, got three. The first one being Exciter. They also played the same night as Coroner and Violence. And they are a very Motorhead-influenced heavy metal band from Canada with a drummer, vocalist, guitarist, bass player. The guitarist and the drummer, vocalist are both original members, and the guitarist is a younger fellow. And they put on a very good show. Their classic record is Heavy Metal Maniac, which I would definitely recommend, though I would say live they are much, much better. And again, you should check them out if they come near you. Suffering Hour is another band I was able to catch at Maryland Death Fest. I would say very dissonant death metal. A three-piece, they remind me a bit of Blood Incantation, but they were very cool. They did play around here shortly after Death Fest. Unfortunately, I did not have the funds to be able to attend. But if you want some hear interesting take on death metal, Suffering Hour is definitely something you should check out if that's what you're in the mood for. And last but not least, we have The Old Evil, who is a band I caught the same night as Utuk Zul, and just played a very primitive, raw style of black metal. And the vocalist had, you know, this almost Pope-like outfit on with the mask and a gigantic fuck you upside down cross. And they had this whole altar. It was a bit cheesy, I'm not going to lie. But very entertaining, very fucking raw. And with that, that is my conclusion to best live shows of 2022. I've been reminiscing a lot, obviously, for the episode and doing this companion piece to it. And I've been on the shows since 2007, fairly consistently, with the exception of the pandemic. And I think this may be the most metal year of shows I've ever been to. So, I mean, I've going to Maryland Death Fest, I saw so many fucking bands that I grew up with, I thought I would never see all in one place, as well as leaving the country for the first time and going to Montreal, Canada to see Sacramentum, Primordial, and another band. I'll put a quick aside for Azerath, which is the original band that Infernal from Behemoth was in before Nurgle poached him for Behemoth. But if you like brutal death metal with a bit of evil, a little bit of black metal, a bit of technicality in there, I would highly recommend Azerath. I not list their records, not going to lie, but live, they are fucking awesome. So if they play near you, Azerath, check that shit out. You will not be disappointed. We're a definite highlight along with Sacramento and Primordial from Mesa de Muertes Fest. So, no, back to my original statement. Yeah, this year has been pretty fucking sick. And already I have shows I've already lined up for next year as well with God Forbid, who are more of a one of the Northeastern metalcore bands I didn't get to see back in the day. I very much enjoyed the last three or four records. So very excited for that. And as I mentioned earlier in the episode, Metal Threat in Chicago. I'm seeing Undergang, Phrenolith, Exhumer, Sadistic Intent, Whiplash, Trenchant, just the amount of bands is off the fucking charts. I'm also will be catching Rotting Christ again, hopefully with a better sound. They'll be playing at the Middle East with a Guerrera and some regrettable bands I will discuss at another point. Enslaved as well, as a band I never got a chance to see live, I'll be catching them with Insomnium and Black fucking Anvil. Thank you again for listening to this. I hope you enjoy it and expect more Fundamentalist podcast content coming your way, as well as more of this shit. This is Richard signing off.